Just finally, you mentioned that Labor isn't fielding a candidate. Is that meaningful here? Should we read something into it? Will Labor be still watching what happens in Farah?
No doubt they'll still be watching, but I think it's quite obvious in a sense why they didn't run a candidate. They didn't really have any chance of winning, and they have such a large majority already in government that it kind of is a waste of money, and it's a waste of resources, and it's a distraction. So I think it's not really surprising ultimately that they didn't run a candidate. The only benefit would have been to redirect preferences to a more moderate candidate like Millthorpe or even one of the other independents. And I think it's sort of more representative of Albanese's focus on message discipline and what Labor as a government in its second term want to achieve.
Just quickly, in terms of how meaningful this by-election is, could we say that the result could change Australian politics going forward?
I think I have a bit of hesitancy sort of describing it as this real game changer in the system, but I do think it could be sort of the catalyst or the point in history where we look back and say that's probably the moment that we saw this change coming. Like I said, it's one of the few times in modern political history that we've seen the two front runners from non-major parties. We've already seen in the last 12 months lots of infighting within the Nationals and the Liberals, and sort of committing themselves to a political irrelevancy because of this infighting and focus on themselves rather than serving their electorates. And if One Nation is considered the alternative to the Nationals in these seats, it's a really big issue for the coalition going forward. And it sort of points to this idea that maybe the coalition isn't the right opposition or major political party for Australia in the modern world.
Farah, it's going to be a really important by-election. You're heading back to cover it. Good luck with it. Thank you for talking to us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's it for today. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert and Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo. And the executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.